It's about you and I, the story of the day, is that Joe Hockey has ordered China's 15th richest man to sell the house he bought in Sydney Harbour for $39 million, giving him 90 days to sell it because he's a Chinese resident. He just used an Australian shelf company. Philip Khoury is Chief Political Correspondent for the Australian Financial Review. Philip, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. This rort is incredibly widespread. Is Joe Hockey going to enforce it in every single case where a Chinese resident has used a shelf company, do you think?
Well, I don't know if they can, but that's certainly the intention. They announced last week or the week before that they were going to, from now on, any foreigner trying to buy a house, in Australia, or a residential property or farm, would have to pay an application fee, and then the foreign investments people would scrutinise. That would fund the scrutiny of each bid, and so the whole idea was to sort of enforce the existing laws, which have been around for years, but not really enforced. I think what we saw yesterday was an example being made under the existing system. From what I hear, this purchase of this property in Sydney, it was highly suspicious, and everyone thought it was a dodgy deal in the first place, and it was a pretty easy one to target.
Would this be the highest profile property sale in Australia, do you reckon?
It is now. there's a lot of homes at Point Piper worth that sort of money, and a lot of people, not really famous people, own them. They've done well in business and so forth, but they change hands every now and then. But it caused a bit of a stir when this house was bought last year, and amongst the she crowd, if you like. I mean, it had been owned previously by Julia Ross, who made a fortune out of recruitment, but it took her 2 years to sell the house. They don't turn them over that quickly, so when they do sell, there's a lot of interest in it, but that was only in November last year it sold, and now it's back on the market.
Philip, there'll be plenty of properties. I'm assuming you're from Sydney or that neck of the woods. The pretty properties in the suburbs of Melbourne, eastern suburbs of Melbourne, that are sold for $700,000, not $39 million, the same circumstances.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that's the thing. I mean, I'm from Adelaide originally. I live in Canberra, so. This is if it is a problem, and again, there's no real data on how widespread this is, but anecdotally, it seems to be fairly common, and especially in Melbourne and Sydney. Yeah. Not these sort of level properties, but you're right, it's around the $1 million mark and above. Just sort of around $1 million, $1, $2, $3, $4 million. That's where there seems to be the complaints emanating, that a lot of these houses are being bought up, suburbs like Toorak and so forth, and then being left vacant, essentially, or rarely used. And the theory is that there's a lot of essentially coming out of China. People in China, investors who want to get their money out of China, because at the end of the day, it's still a communist regime and it's still very unstable. And you might wake up one morning and your money's gone. So it's not just a problem peculiar to Australia. It's very rampant in the United States, Britain, and other parts of Europe.
Philip, thank you very much for your time. Philip Khoury, Chief Political Correspondent for the Australian Financial Review. So if Joe Hockey's serious, I wonder what effect it'll have on the local property market.
Now,
if the Chinese resident investors say, oh, well, if I'm going to be forced to sell, I'm not going to buy.
Well, what if you're the vendor?
You're not going to be happy.
No.
Not in this case. She's trousered the $39 million. She's legs up and laughing. Jeff, quick observation.
Listen, guys, Joe Hockey's giving him 90 days to sell. If he doesn't sell, what happens?
Great question. Leave it with us, Jeff. We won't make the first Radio Solutions question. What if he doesn't sell in 90 days? What do they do then?